Hello everyone, welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your co-hosts, Nicola Parrington, and I'd just like to say that DC Love is not going to be with us tonight. She's feeling a little bit under the weather, so we're sending her lots of love and healing vibes for that. But a little bit about DC, I just want to say she's an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, divine healer, animal communicator, a seer, ordained minister, and a dream interpreter. She channels and brings forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the ascended masters, angels, her in-spirit dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. She's also a Reiki master, and you can find DC Love on Facebook, facebook.com/DCLove 58. Yeah. And we'll also be joined by Liz Pfister, who's just going to be a little bit late this evening. But Liz, I'll introduce, she's an intuitive tarot oracle reader, a very gifted meditation coach, Reiki healer, among other things, spiritual. And you can also find Liz on Facebook and Instagram. So it's LizP11 Love.
Wow,
yeah, beautiful. And also, and myself, Nicola Parrington, I'm a holistic therapist. I work with my guides and angels, particularly with my main spirit guide, Len. We deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. I incorporate my skills in therapy alongside my psychic mediumship abilities to help assist you through your journey of life. I frequently use tarot and oracle to complement my insights. And with that, I'm going to hand you over to the amazingly talented Mary Hernandez. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hi, Nicola. Hi, Lenny.
Hi.
A little bit about myself. I know the Lenny Love. I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive empath, and I love to give oracle and both tarot decks. Tarot readings, and I also get yes and no responses intuitively. And with that said, I hope everyone had a beautiful pink full moon because it was a bright and beautiful.
It has been, yeah, it was.
It was a little draining today, even though it's a little past it, but today I felt like a little drained throughout the day. But we will see if tonight I can sleep a little. I'll put it out to the universe. I will sleep.
Lenny says you'll definitely sleep tonight.
Good. I need it. So we have a list of callers already. So are you ready, Nicola?
Woohoo! That's from Lenny, and yay from me.
Okay.
Let's do
okay.
this.
Okay. Area code 314, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Martha.
Martha? Hi, Martha. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I was wondering if you could connect me with Spirit.
Okay. Okay, I'm sure Len can.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I do this every time. It connects with me and he starts helping me and he's giving me messages and he also points to cards sometimes. And in doing that, I'm in my head and I should be talking out loud. My apologies. Hello there.
It's okay.
Here.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Were you asking to connect with someone from Spirit?
Yeah.
Right. Probably going to sound generic, but I'm going to do this because when you were talking, I saw a lady. Len's brought forth a lady. And a female, of course, and she had quite bright blonde hair, quite a pretty lady, actually, I want to say. And she had, she was what we call a very smart lady. She was quite smartly dressed, and she liked to wear Her nails were very nicely manicured. She wore makeup. I'm getting a distinct fragrance from her. Very floral. Not heavy, just floral. Is that helping you at all?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, now she's showing me, they're both showing me. I'm going to say it as it is because the energy sort of divided between my guide and this lady. She's showing me what we know as a grandfather clock, one of the large clocks that stands sometimes. I know from where I'm from in the UK, a lot of places have them in a hallway. And it's one of those really, really tall clocks that stands on its own.
Yeah.
Is that any connection to
one.
Her?
Yeah, we have one.
That's why then. I've got her. Did you want to ask her a question? We can have coffee time with your relative.
just what she picks up on my love life.
Sorry?
She picks up on my love life.
What she picks up on your love life. Right, okay. Well, for start, okay, she's saying you need to, how can I word this to you? I want to get it right. Please, can you help Lenny too? I'm saying out loud so you know what I'm saying in my head. She's saying you got to stand your ground. So she's saying you need to be a little bit more forthright. But not that doesn't mean to, you know, in the way of an argument or what she means is more of what you need. Not what you think someone else wants you to be or how they want you to be. So she's saying, use your intuition a lot. It's easy to say, I absolutely know that myself, but use your intuition. Your first thought about someone is usually the one that's right in your case. Mm-hmm. And she's saying because you have more power than you think you do, more strength. But when it comes to relationships...
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
Is that what you're struggling with?
Yeah, I keep doubting my strength at the moment.
Yeah, you do. But she's saying when you overcome that fear, because it is a little bit of fear, but I'll come into that in a minute. Lenny pointed to a card for you, so I've turned it over and she agrees with it. You can't see that, but she does. And it's triumphant success. So it's a yes to a good relationship. But here we go, we're getting into the words. For a relationship to be healthy, she's saying, it's got to be 50% you, 50% them. Not complete each other, because that's not going to happen. She's saying it needs to be about you saying how you feel also, not trying to second guess the other person. And she's saying it's okay to do that, it's okay to be in your own power. Not to always want what someone else wants. Is that making sense?
I was definitely in a 75-25 relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And she's asking you to question it. Use your intuition. What do you feel? What do you really feel? Also, stand your ground also means you need to communicate. Say it with love and never from ego, but communicate how you feel, what you want from your relationship, where is it going? Because at the moment, when it's like that and it's unbalanced, it's not going anywhere. And she wants it to succeed. She absolutely does. And she's saying when you come to terms with that part of yourself, when you can tell yourself that, because some of it is a little bit of, low self-esteem. It's not that you like that normally.
Oh,
it's just that when it comes to relationships, you doubt yourself. And you allow the other person to become in a place of, well, Lenny's calling it power, but it's not as strong as that. But you allow them to take over.
Yeah.
And he's saying, she says, yeah, yeah. Break that habit. It's a pattern, and right now you're thinking, yeah, that's so easy to say. I absolutely know it is, but you can do it because you've got to realize your own self-worth. So what you've got to, part of you is afraid of not being in the relationship. You're afraid of the empty feeling of when you're on your own. That's what she's telling me.
Right now, yeah.
But you are. But she says, is it really worth feeling like this? You're not feeling fulfilled now. You're feeling empty now because of the difference, the percentage, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the relationship. So
true.
It's best to decide, because when you do that, the message that Len's given you from a card, because he points, I know which one to take. You got foundation and achievements, and it's what I know as the happy family card. And I'm drawn to the rainbow on the message. So it's a beautiful message. That's what you can have, but you need to work on yourself. He's asking you to work on yourself. He's giving you some Lenny homework now. He gives everybody homework, including me. I get homework, don't worry. So he's saying, I want you to write down, here we go with the lists, and we say it a lot, but it does work. You need to put down what it is that you want from a relationship and what you don't want. But also, when you're feeling a little bit, forgive my word, I'm getting this from Len, insecure, when you feel a little bit like that, which a lot of people do. Yeah, okay. Put down the feelings at the time of why. So keep coming, just get a little notebook or a journal or whatever it is that you use, and just write a little column that's got your feelings, and it can be at any given time in the day, and tell yourself what triggered that. What was the trigger? What were you worrying about? It doesn't matter how you think it might be, very trivial or how strong, just you write it down. It's only for you to see, it's private. And your relative here, she's agreeing with that. Do you know someone by the name of Jane? I don't usually do this because it's a bit vague, but
I've heard this name.
Jean, oh, right. Well, I've got her then. I thought she said Jane. She said it to me about 3 times. So forgive me. I'm asking her to forgive me, and she's laughing. Yeah, it's Jean. And Jean wants you to know that you're so worth it, and she wants you to see yourself like that. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So you've got homework from Len, yeah? And
yeah.
Your homework is to do the lists, but also he wants you to look in the mirror every morning in the bathroom and say, I'm gorgeous and I'm a wonderful person and I deserve to be as happy as everyone else. Not less, and not making compromises all the time. Yeah? Does that make sense? Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it. They are. But Jean is asking if you want to ask her a question. You want to ask her anything while you've got her here?
No, that was it.
She loves you. She's sending you love. She's put her hands in prayer hands, and she sort of, and then she opens them out, and she's pushing hearts towards you. And in doing that, she's saying, I'm sending her all the love, all the love. I'm chilled. She wants you to know she's so happy to connect. She's waited. She's actually waited to connect today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's waited till the energy was here, and here we are. And she's telling you you're so worth it. And your main message from Len is to stand your ground, okay? You've got to put yourself first sometimes. If you don't put yourself first, happy you first and then happy others. Because you are a lovely personality, you do. The reason why you're so empathic is because you always think of other people's feelings. And she's actually saying thank you for communicating that to you. Because that's what she's trying to tell you. You're such a lovely soul. But you need to... It's not, healthy selfishness, Len calls it. It's asking you to be a little bit selfish in the sense of, you know, it's okay for you to... You need to feel good, and at the moment you don't. You feel a little bit empty sometimes. It's that feeling of not knowing what you want empty.
Yeah. And, like,
I know,
very much so.
You're feeling it. She's with you. She's going to be with you. She's going to stay with you. She does. She says when you think about her, she thinks about you. And as Len always tells everyone through me, you're just a thought away. Every thought you think, she hears. All your spirit family and your guides. Ask for help. She says she's going to try and guide you. She wants to help you. She's going to be with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, take strength from her.
Yeah.
Every time you feel like this, think of her and know that when you're thinking of her, she's there with you right now. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Was there anything else before Lenny hands over?
No, because I'm just like, I feel like I got the message.
Oh, thank you. Right, well, she's sending you a lot of love. Lenny's giving you a big red rose, and it's huge. He says you deserve it. It's beautiful. And don't forget your homework, he says. And also, Jean is saying she finds it absolutely beyond, the word she's using is beyond wonderful to connect with you in this way. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So allow her in. You might, I don't know if she had a distinct perfume. She gives me a very floral smell. And when she does that, I think you might smell that in your own home. Or, but you'll know she's there. Not in a scary way. You'll just know she's there. But she says, mm-hmm. think of me, talk to me. Doesn't have to be out loud. You can say it in your head. And I'll be there for you. She wants to comfort you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So now I'm going to hand you over to the very talented Mary. See what she has for you. Okay? Love from Lenny. Sending Lenny.
That was beautiful, Nicola.
Lenny,
Martha,
thank you.
I have... Oh, my gosh. Yes, and Lenny also. And Jean. When your grandmother came in, I got a tingle on my crown. So I don't know if maybe she's coming in when she's around you and she like touches you lightly on your hair, because sometimes spirit comes that way. So I just have to say that because that's what I felt, and sometimes that's what they want me to communicate to the caller. And then I was going to say the same thing, mirror work. I was writing it as Nicola and Lenny was giving you the homework, like to look in the mirror and say, I love you. So that's so funny. I'm writing it and she's saying it. And then I also got, I was thinking of you doing the I am's, like I am healed, I am love, I am light, I'm abundant. I'm full of love. You know, I do that every morning and the mirror work as well. I pulled three cards for you, one from Postcards from Spirit, and this one is really beautiful. So I'm going to read it to you. It says, Dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in the world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here. Oh, that's so beautiful. That is such a beautiful card. And then the other card that popped out for you from the Angel Answers deck was Don't Stop. And I'm thinking it's about love because that's what you were asking about. What I pointed out is it's very important that you stand your ground and believe in yourself. That's what I picked up from that card with the Don't Stop. And No Need to Worry was the other card that came out. And what I picked out from there was visualize yourself loving and happy, and the outcome would be just that. And keep your thoughts positive. And very soon you will wonder why you were worrying about this at all. Like,
there's not always
no
happen.
Need to worry. I know it's hard. It's hard. I'm chilled, but it'll come in due time. I think mirror work is going to help. You know, do the homework Lenny definitely gave you because he's amazing, and Nicola as well. And make sure you give us a call back, and let us know how everything is going. We're always here
Thank you. Every Wednesday.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
Martha.
It. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put you on hold now. Wow, that was beautiful, first caller.
Oh, it was lovely. A lovely energy Jean had. When she came through.
Yes.
Very caring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Okay. Are you ready for our second caller?
Lenny's saying let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll, okay. Area code 916. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Okay, I guess they're having connection issues. Area code 916. I'll go to the next caller. Area code 310. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, this is Vince. This is Vince. I'm calling from New York. Yeah, I want to give you girls an update because I think I spoke with you last week. I called in and asked if I was going to get this job at Coke. So what happened was on Monday, the manager called me and said they were extending an offer to me. And this is why I'm calling in, because I filled out all the paperwork online yesterday, and they're running a background check on me today, right now, because I filled out the paperwork. So I'm wondering if I'm going to pass the background check, because there's one sticky point. See, I used to work for the same company, but in a different state back in 2007, and I got fired. So I'm wondering if they're going to find out about that, and if that's going to if they're going to pass me by, or if they're going to just hire me anyway.
Okay.
Hi there.
Sorry,
did you have a message first, Mary?
No. I just got chilled when he said he got it. He filled out the paperwork. So you can
Thank you. Len gave you some really good messages, actually. The first one that came out for you was the light, and it's the star. It's like that energy of, wow, yeah, you've done it, okay? But you also got destiny. With you, it's very card-based tonight. You got destiny, which is like saying Wheel of Fortune. You also got accelerated motion, so things should happen quickly at first. Yeah. So I think you'll find out quickly. But I don't feel, and Len's not giving me any negativities. He's giving me very positive. And he gave you a great big thumbs up. So I think that you will be accepted. I think they might question you about what happened in the past. But I guess that's any employer. I think they probably, if they want to. But I think it would be like a formality, not some kind of inquiry into it.
Right.
So I'm saying that I think, Len's giving me a yes for you. So he gave you the power card.
Yeah. And this job is in Massachusetts, which is like about 80 miles from where I live. And if it works out, then my wife and I plan to move out there and get a house. And I'm wondering if you see that happening too.
Oh, you'll like the next message then that I'm staring at. I was looking at it when you said it because I knew, and Len's laughing at me. And foundation and achievement, it's a family stood in front of a house, and it's the house I'm drawn to. So I feel that whatever happens for you, you and your lovely wife will definitely be, you'll be moving. You will.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, because I'm hoping that this is going to be the last job that I have. So.
Well, he's not showing me that far ahead, but I'm getting some very good signs from Len for you. I really am. Did you want to ask him another question? Was there anything you wanted to ask him?
I think I'm good now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got good messages. I'm going with what he's telling me, but also his energy too, and also the cards that he asked me to take. I let him choose the cards. And what I've got is exactly what you're looking for, and I feel good for you. I absolutely do. So I'm going to wish you well with that and say a little bit of homework from Lenny, because he likes to give everybody homework. Here we go.
Of course.
You're not going to wait. Yeah, I know. You're not going to wait a long time, I don't think, to hear about, the answer that you're looking for. But Len's just asking you to have patience putting the rest of the pieces in the puzzle. like the moving part, and just have a little bit of attention to detail and take your time choosing things. He says you know what that's about. So
yes, I do.
Yeah. And he said, when you do that, you'll make things a lot easier, and I'm getting chills from that. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling good for you, and he is. So I'm giving you that with a lot of love and light, and I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Mary to see what she's got for you.
All right.
Hi, Vince. That was great. So I agree totally. I got no negativity. I got a yes. And the last caller, I got a no need to worry card, and I was being drawn to that card. So I'm just going to tell you the meaning. It says your worries and concerns regarding your questions are unnecessary. Your angels have the situation well in hand, and everything is going to turn out perfectly. Visualize loving and happy outcomes, and keep your thoughts positive. And for the home, I got a yes also. So nothing but great things. I mean, and stay positive.
Okay.
And make sure you give us a call back when they say yes.
I will.
Yeah,
definitely will do. Definitely will do.
We love to get these calls.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you very much. I did have one more question regarding a job, but I'll just let it go for now.
Okay.
My last employee, Pepsi, I went through the channels of trying to get my job back, and the union refused to put enough arbitration for me because they blamed me for something I didn't do. So the last and final result is that I have a lawyer that wants to represent me in a lawsuit against them. They want $5,000, though, to start it, and I'm just wondering if it would be worth my while. Would I win, or if I just should let it go?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what you've got from Len. He gave you wisdom, but he also gave you triumphant success and firm foundation and fulfillment of wishes. So I think, I don't know if this helps you, though, he's saying the choice is yours. So I think the lawyer definitely has the intention to help you and thinks he can. Oh, he or she, sorry. I'm not seeing if it's male or female. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that. But when I get the wisdom message from Len, he's saying it's a choice you're going to have to make because we're not seeing the outcome right now. It feels good, but disclaimer is it can change. So with it being talking about a lawyer, he's saying, what do you feel? You've spoken to this lawyer. What does your intuition tell you?
I felt good about it. I felt that they could do something.
Yeah. The lawyer, I keep being drawn to a male, so I'll just say male. The lawyer himself feels that he definitely can. I don't think he's telling you that just to take your money.
Okay.
I get the feeling that he feels you've got a case. I don't know whether it will be resolved quickly, though, but you've got triumphant success. All right, okay. That's why I'm being a bit hesitant. But you did get triumphant success with that. Yeah. Len says, do what you feel is right, because it feels to me like if you don't do it, you're going to wish you had. It's that kind of feeling.
That's what I'm debating. Okay. Great.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, and have a fantastic
You're
night,
welcome.
Ladies. All right.
Yes, and you have a good day. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be. Good night.
Thank you, Vince.
Good night.
Wow, that was great. it's nice to get those callers.
It's so lovely. Yeah, it's great. And I had chills from that reading of yours, Mary. I got chills every time you took out a message.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to try to pick up the 916 caller and see if they have a better connection now. It's a quiet night tonight.
All right.
Area code 916, welcome to Angel Answers. Area code 916. Hello? Area code 916. Okay, I guess they have a very bad connection. The switchboard is quiet.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I cannot, no.
I cannot. That's why I'm like, okay, it must be the full moon this week, because normally there's like a lot of people on hold.
Yeah.
Like 15 sometimes, you know, so it's really quiet.
I know.
Wow.
I guess it can
happen.
What
does Len think about that?
Len's saying, it's not supposed to work like this, girls.
No, I know.
Len is asking, why don't I draw a general message for tomorrow for everyone? We'll make it for tomorrow I can make it general.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Let's see what the universe and Len wants to tell us, he said. He's laughing. Okay. Right. He's saying that around us, on a world level, he's saying there are people overly concerned about finances and material changes at the moment. But he's saying, his way of wording things is, don't worry, stand in the light of truth, because it is a little bit of a waiting game. But we are ascending. He's showing me ascension. And what that looks like is the energy is moving forward. So we're making a lot of big changes, but he's saying it's going to benefit everyone. So all of you that are not feeling at your best at the moment, which is quite a lot of people, he's asking you, he's going to give you a few little words of Lenny's wisdoms. So he's saying, when he was in life, the one thing that got him through with it was his humour, and that's why he likes to use it now when he's guiding. And he says, mm-hmm. So always live, love and laugh often. Never go to sleep on your problems. That's his next one. Always look for the positives. I know, in a situation, difficult to do when you're feeling a little low, or you've got depression, he knows, or any of the feelings that you've got that don't feel good. But he's saying, when you go to sleep on your problems, you take them into the next day. Now you can still do that, he's saying. But he said, sometimes the next day it's like another, it's a mini new beginning. And it gives you a chance to start again and again and again. And it doesn't matter how many times it takes. Have that faith. And he's giving me chills. Have the faith that you can make a new start, that you can make a change. Always you can make change, because nothing stays the same forever. It's not possible. And one of the phrases that sometimes when I've had a visit from my own father in spirit, one of his phrases to me has always been, never give up and never give in. And I always listen to that. And when I'm feeling a little bit low, that's what I think. And Lenny is saying bravo to that. So he says he's sending it out on the radio waves to everybody to live, love and laugh often. Okay, so that's his message at the moment, if that makes sense.
Oh, I love it. That's beautiful.
Yeah, he wants us all to raise our energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I actually got the Four of Air. I pulled the card for the collective as well for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it says, insights that come from meditation. So I feel like we have the need to meditate right now. There's a lot going on in the world. And I'm going to read from the book because I'm being drawn to. So it says, it's time to withdraw from the craziness of daily life so you can rest. Find a way to quiet your mind through meditation by going for a peaceful walk or even by taking a nap. This is a message of happy solitude. The answers you've been seeking via the intellect are simply not going to come through more overthinking. It's time to let the subconscious and spiritual help you process your concerns. Stopping thinking about them all the way, all may be the right thing to do. Focus on something else, preferably something happy. Make sure you're getting enough sleep and giving yourself the time required to recuperate from any health challenges. An additional meaning of this card, which I love, is taking a vacation. Allowing more time. I need that. Allowing more time before making a decision, mental exhaustion, the power of meditation, and setting aside your concerns from now. So I feel it's a good time to withdraw from the hectic energy of the whole world and reflect upon, you know, our individual situations. And Archangel Raziel is the hermit, you know, and offers his magical insights into our own inner world so we can find peace. So call on Archangel Raziel. I work with him a lot as well.
I think we can all use some healing at the moment in some ways, can't we?
Yes.
A bit of healing.
For sure.
With the energy.
Yeah.
Lenny's saying meditate to elevate.
Yeah.
So to raise the awareness. Yeah. He likes to use his little words that rhyme.
On the full moon day, I did a full moon meditation, and it was so beautiful. Like, I had one full night of interrupted sleep. That was just amazing.
Fabulous.
So that was beautiful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And guess what? There's a caller. That's awesome. So it was nice. We were giving reading to the collective for tomorrow. Okay. Area code 417. Can I have your first name? Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name? I can't hear you. Area code 417. Are you still with us?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, can I have your first name?
It's Linda.
Linda? Hi, Linda. Do you have a question for us?
Actually, do you see us purchasing the house that we're in?
Okay.
Hi, Linda. It's Nicola here. I'm working with my guide, Len. We're going to have a look for you. He is showing me a house, and that's always a good sign, but we'll have a look at the messages.
Okay.
Yep. Right. What I'm getting from this is, Len's saying you already know the answer. You feel it. You feel the answer, which is really why you're asking, because you want confirmation. But he gave you a message of, passion ignited. So he says, you're very enthusiastic about this house, I know. This is the house you already, you already live in it, but you love it a lot, of course. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Oh, I like it. It does cost a lot, and just got to make things work, you know.
I know, I understand. Now, you've got a little part of you that... it's not that you feel defeated. They're not showing me that. They're showing me triumphant success. So whatever happens is very successful. You'll get what you want. But he's saying don't give up, sort of, don't start doubting things. The last thing you need to do now is to doubt things for what's coming in. Yeah? So there might be a little bit of compromise in some way. But again, I don't feel negative about it, and I'm getting chills from that message. Did you want to ask? I know. Did you want to ask Len a question about it?
Oh, sure. If she wants to say anything about it, that'd be great. Do you guys pick out you think it's this house, or you think maybe a different one in the area or anything?
Right. Well, What I'm going to tell you is, I think I'm getting chills, so I'm going to go, thank you, Len. What my guide is telling me, he's saying that there's a lot of enthusiasm for this house, yeah? But it's possible there could be some kind of delay. But he's saying that even if you were to decide against this house, the triumphant success is telling me, and he's saying, so it's backing up what he's saying, that something great happens quickly. So it's
okay.
Like, it sounds a little bit hypocritical because we talked about delays. But what he's saying was, if there was a change in over staying in that house, the next one it would be quite quick. I'm falling over his words. Just slow down, Len, please. He's saying that it would be successful. You would like it a lot. Now, he does show me a house. Is the one that you're in, do you have a lot of land with it?
There's like an acre, yes.
Yeah, I'm showing the green around it. The way Len calls
green.
It is land. I don't see flowers and plants, that's why I asked, because it just looks like green. That's all I saw was Len calls it land. So it could be the one that you're in. But just be aware of there could be a little bit of delay on that house. But if it's not that house, it's going to sound really strange, I know, but it will make sense when it happens. If it's not that one, he wants you to not worry. The biggest thing you need to know is to not worry, because it works out great. Whatever happens, yeah.
That sounds good. Excuse me. Am I allowed to ask one more?
You absolutely are. You're getting the help from Lenny tonight, and he's ready and raring.
Awesome. Now, I'm currently working. So I'm currently working with my husband. Oh, yeah. So I currently work, but my husband's starting a business. Do you? How do you see, I guess, am I going to continue working, or am I going to be doing the business? I guess maybe the direction.
Right, okay. Immediately before I even pulled these cards, Len said, probably for about 6 months to a year, you keep working. Yeah?
Okay.
But after that, you will be helping your husband, okay? Because you've got positive movement forward, triumph.
Okay.
And the light, which is the stars. The star is success after overcoming, not difficulties, that's too strong a word, but Len is saying use that word as a guide. So success after overcoming, a little roller coaster rides here and there that we all have. So nothing major. Nope. It feels like you will, this is an obvious one, but he's giving it, so it will mean something to you. You got the authority message, but it's not about standing in front of authority and things going wrong. It's saying there'll be a lot of administration. So you'll probably need to take over to help with that. Will that make sense?
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that
happening. Yeah.
And between 6 months to a year, and then I think you'll probably want to work for your husband. Yeah. I do see things taking off there. Yeah. But you did immediately. Yeah. You got positive movement forward. And I'm actually drawn to the sun on that message. So, Yeah.
Awesome.
And the awareness, he's talking about awareness, but I think, and what he's saying is, it'll kind of come up on you quickly. Well, what he's saying by that is you'll just suddenly think, oh, I need to think about moving towards the business now, because things progress, I want to say quicker than you think. That's what he's giving me. So I'm very positive for you, because I think that you've got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, that is nice. That's good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure of it. And so Lenny says homework is not to try to think too far into the future with everything. So just allow things to get going with the business and then see what happens. And he's saying just keep steady progress reports with husband and then decide when it's the right time to leave. But right now is good to have the career that you've got as a backup, yeah? Just until things get where they need to go. Yeah.
That's kind of what my feeling was, but I just wanted to see if at least it was going to work that direction before I jumped
yeah.
ship,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah. He's laughing. He likes that word, the word jump ship. He said, don't jump ship yet. Just let it get going because, he's giving me why now. He's saying because he's not trying to tell you know your husband better than anyone, he's saying. But he's saying from a spirit's perspective, from his perspective, looking in on your life, it makes it less pressure for your husband as a startup company when he knows that you're happy. You're there, you can at least, I'm not saying you do it all for the salary. That's not what Len means, but he's saying you have got that. It is your career, you have that. And it means that you've both got more control over how you live and what you do and less pressure on husband while he's getting the business going. That's some Len financial advice, he said.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, absolutely. And I feel that same way as well.
Yeah, he said, because a lot of times what happens with people, not necessarily yourself, and he means this with love, he always tells me to say it with love, that they rush into things too quickly together, and then it can cause a little bit of resentment because maybe finances don't come in too quickly or things are not so well organised, not because you're not capable, just because you're not looking at things from an outer perspective. Whereas if husband concentrates on business to start with and then you carry on at the moment as you are for as long as you can, it will come together nicely, he's saying. It will come together nicely. And he's giving you a great big bunch of tulips. Tulips from Amsterdam, which is where I'm living. And he's singing that song to you, Tulips from Amsterdam. Yeah. So
they're
for you. Yeah, he always knows. He always knows. He's saying that there's a gift of success to you for new ventures and positives gained, he calls them.
Awesome.
So
cool.
We're giving you that with a lot of Lenny love and light from myself. I hope that's answered some of your questions. I'll pass you on to the very talented Mary. See what she's got. The UK.
Thank you, Nicola. Thank you, Lenny. Linda, that was beautiful. And similar to what Lenny and Nicola said, I am just like, I got yeses for both. You working with your husband, and also I got chilled with the house you're in. And then, I was like, you know what, let me just reconfirm if that chill was a yes. Normally it is, but I wanted to pull a card, and of course the first card that falls out is yes, a big yes. And then I was guided to pick from the postcards from Spirit for you, and this postcard says, "Dearest you, as you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much, Spirit." Wow, that was beautiful. So mind your thoughts and meditate. And Nicola and I were talking about meditation, with the full moon and everything. It's just a lot of energy, a lot of awakening. People are, opening their eyes to spirituality more and, awakening. And it's good to meditate at this time, especially during full moon, because lots of energy is coming in. So.
Yeah.
So that's your homework from Spirit.
I think Liz may be here. I think Liz may have a message. I'm not sure if she's...
Oh, she does? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Well, I didn't get back in time to hear her question, but here's what I will pull a card from my deck for you to give you some positive inspiration for this week. How's that?
Oh, sounds good.
This next month while you're moving through things. Let's see. Ah. Happiness comes when we give, not when we receive. So just remember, you know, it's good. Sometimes giving, you know, it doesn't always have to be from a monetary standpoint or a material standpoint, but sometimes just giving our time, giving a kind smile, something like that, sometimes that can change the course of someone's whole day. So don't be afraid to, you know, take those extra moments and those extra steps to make someone feel appreciated and loved, because that too will come back to you from the universe. Yeah. So when you need it most.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate that. That's awesome. Well, thank you for the reading and everything. So you guys are awesome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Linda. Make sure you give us a call and let us know when you buy the house and how everything is going.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. So see what all happens.
Well, good luck with everything and stay in touch.
I will. I'll definitely will. Thank you, ladies, very much. That was really nice touch to my evening.
Oh, well.
Sending
Lenny love.
What's that?
Sending Lenny love. He's sending you love.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys take care.
Okay, you too. Love and light.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was beautiful. Just in time, Liz, you made it.
Yay!
I know. Thank you. You know, duty calls when you're a public official.
Yes.
Absolutely does.
It was a quiet night. I had to do another post on Facebook, and now we're getting callers. And I actually sent out the post to my daughter to share on her Facebook as well. So now we're getting callers. So I'm going to start taking calls.
I know I was posting before the show, hoping to create some traffic for us.
Yeah. Okay. Area code 201, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. Hello, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Do you have a question?
Yes,
I
do.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Did you hear me?
Do you have a question? Yes. Do you have a question for us, Jackie?
Yes. I just want to know what the angels have to say. I'm trying to rent an apartment out, and then eventually I want to move and rent the apartment that I'm currently living in. And I just want to know if the move is going to work out so that I could get these things done and move forward despite the end of this summer.
Okay. I got a big heart expansion, which normally means a yes, but I'll let Letty go first and Megala, and then I'll come back to you at the end. Thanks, Jackie.
Hello,
well
Jackie.
Hello.
Thank you, Mary. Hello, Jackie. It's Nicola here and Len, my guide. You talk about what the angels have for you. You do have angels around you, because when you were talking, I could see the energy. I can't show it to you, of course, but I could see the energy around you. So I want to say you're actually being protected. They keep trying to help you. So frequently ask them to. Don't forget, even if you have to say it every night or every morning, because I got a big yes for you on the apartment. You got standing firm. My guide's given you some messages, and these are what he's chosen. Standing firm, I am noble, brave, and strong. Now, you don't need to be all those things. That sounds very strong, but what he's saying is stand in your own light of what you want. Decide this is how it's going to be. But you got a yes for it anyway, so I do see it happening, because then you got launching your journey. I'm going forward into the universe, so you're moving on. So I'm going to say yes because he keeps showing me. He showed me a building. It's his sign for a house or an apartment, or he's just showing me a building. You also got simplify your life. So he's saying just start with the small things. Don't make everything. It's not a criticism, by the way, Jackie, not at all, but he likes to give the advice as he goes. So he's saying don't take on too much at once. Take each thing a step at a time. So that you don't get easily...
I don't want to, but everyone expects me to, but I see and feel something differently, even when there's a shifting, because I never expected, you know, certain things to happen, but I know that everything is happening for a reason, if it's even just to keep me motivated. Yeah.
It is, and Len's making me feel chilled when you said that, and he's saying, give yourself a lot of credit, because you do try to think things out, you do. But he's saying, simplifying your life just means start with the small things, just giving you, this is your homework from Lenny, start with the small things, make sure to just, don't rush into anything, because he wants to help you to get the best, because you're going to like this message I'm going to give you in a minute. And he's saying, simplify everything. So that means don't sit maybe at night when you everything's quiet and you're by yourself and you start overthinking. Don't be thinking this can go wrong, that can go wrong. Don't see it like that.
Okay.
Because you are literally, as I'm saying, launching your journey. You're at the start. Stand firm in what you want. But what you got was exceeding expectations. I saw into excellence. I love that message because you're standing on the top of a world going, way, and it's all fantastic. But Lenny's saying exceeding expectations is you're actually going to surprise yourself of how things develop.
Really?
Yeah.
I have two brothers and a sister who... Mm-hmm. I have to come to a peaceful agreement with, and I know that they see what I'm trying to do. And I was trying to protect myself, but really I'm trying to put things properly in order, but at the same time don't allow anyone to take advantage anymore because I don't deserve it and I don't receive that. But no one within my immediate circle right now see what I see and what I feel in my spirit. So sometimes I could be at a high and I know that it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. But then the people around me would, like, you know, put a pin in my balloon, you know? And then it goes deep again. So I know I'm working, you know, when it involves family members with unresolved issues and stuff, it's very difficult to see past the clouds.
But Lenny's saying, when you feel like that, the first message he gave you was standing firm. So he's asking you to stand firm in what you believe. Because he's saying, where I normally say to people, use your intuition, I can say to you, you already are like that. You do. You very much live by it. And you know when something's going right. You know when something's maybe turning down a path that you're not happy with or... But he's saying you definitely are moving on. I was drawn more to your sister. You said you have a sister and two brothers.
Yes.
Is she quite an emotional lady?
Is she what?
Is she quite emotional? Is she sensitive?
Yes, she's emotional, but I don't know where she is. She used to be very mean, and she bullied me, and she did a lot of crazy stuff to me, even into adulthood. And when my mom died, so I don't know where she is at this point. I just hope whenever I have to deal with her that she understands this is it. Move on and just heal from it. Let's right the wrongs. You know, that's what I pray for, that she gets to that place.
And she will. She's just, Lenny's saying she's quite, part of the issue she's had, if it helps you, he wants to help you, I'm getting big chills here, so I'm giving this to you, is that she's quite sensitive, she feels things a lot, so she's kind of like empathic, but a step further than that, she can be a little bit oversensitive, bless her. And he said it doesn't always create the right atmosphere between you, it didn't always. and he's asking you to, you know, send her a, it's difficult, he understands, but just send the love out. Just send love. Just, you know, imagine that.
I do. Even though
yeah,
she...
Yeah, you know. Keep doing it.
Even though she's done some terrible things to me, I still, I'm concerned about her. You know, I'm concerned of either her emotional well-being, but at the same time, I'm also concerned about her calculating ways. Because she wasn't always the nicest person. Like, she was just downright mean to me.
Mm-hmm. And I think Len is just trying, well, I know he is, he's trying to give you a spiritual perspective about her to say that when he looks at the energy, this is someone that's perhaps created things like that because she's so oversensitive. She feels very deeply whatever emotion that is with her. But he's saying for you, he wants to give you positive because he's saying you have to do what you feel right about, what's right for you. It has to, in other words... if you're going to move to another apartment and it's your choice,
I want to move to my house. I want to move to my mother's and father's home, which should have been my house from day one. But I have, before I move, I have to rent an apartment here and then get things settled and move and then rent my apartment.
Well,
does
when
that
you
make
start
sense?
Things
it's like
moving,
a step.
It does, but when you start things moving, when you make the first steps, you'll start to see things coming towards you, it's saying. So in answer to really what I think you're asking, yes, you will move, yeah. But Len's saying, do it, if it feels right to you, then you do it. Move to your apartment and then see what happens from there. Okay, but you are moving, that I can see it here. Yeah, definitely.
And the money will come?
Well, the final message you got was exceeding expectations, and he's saying you're going to do more than you think you will. There are quite a few things that are going to surprise you along this journey. That is exactly what I'm being given. Yeah, he's showing me coins now, so I do think that you will. I hope that makes some sense to you, what he's given you.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
I don't want to worry anymore. I'm tired of worrying. No more worries.
No.
Even though my husband is worrying me because he's concerned because it involves family members waking up and just smelling the roses.
Yeah, I can understand that because when you've got tension in family, everybody also has their own thoughts and feelings on it. And it can be quite overwhelming when it all comes together and you talk about it. But what is good, Len is saying, here we go with the chills, you do talk about it and you do care. Even though you've had all these difficulties, it's like he wants to come and put his arms around you and give you some Lenny love and say, you know, you're very thoughtful. You've had such difficulties, but you still care. You still care what happens and who with in the family. So he's saying, start your journey now with this move. And what you can do is go from there because you got standing firm. I am noble, brave and strong. And you are. You're stronger than you think. You are.
Okay.
So, yeah, you are. And he's giving you
thank
that
you
with a lot of love. You're very
thank
welcome.
You. I received that. Understand.
Yep. Sending you a lot of love. He is. You deserve
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you
and I'm
so
going
much.
To hand
I
you.
Appreciate it.
You're very much appreciated yourself. Remember that too, that you're loved also. And I'm going to hand you over to Mary now to see what she has and Liz to see what they've got for you. Okay.
Hi, Jackie. I pulled three cards for you, Jackie. That was a lovely reading, by the way, Nicola and Len. I got a yes to the home as well. And I was wondering why all these cards came out with your question, but as you spoke, I understood why they came out, and I'm being guided to read from the book for the Three of Air for you. So it's It says, great sadness that will heal with time, let go of the past, personal growth that comes from challenges and healing misunderstandings, being there for those in need. That's a card, but I want to read the book because I was asked to. So this card indicates the need for emotional healing. It reflects that there's sadness in your life at this time. It might be a recent development, or it could be something from the past that continues to weigh heavily upon your heart. I'm so chilled, Jackie. The three elements to healing are time, forgiveness, and allowing loved ones to help. If part of your sadness is due to questions about why something happened, ask your angels to bring understanding and clarity around the issue. The Three of Air encourages you to actively deal with your sorrow rather than pushing it away or pretending it doesn't exist. By working through it now, you set the stage for healing in the near term instead of having to revisit unhappy emotions over and over. And then additional meanings of this card is forgiving others and yourself, healing misunderstandings, and emerging from challenging situations stronger than before, and being there for others in need. And then the wisdom part of the card is, it can be difficult to let go of sorrow when our hearts and minds remain focused upon it. Archangel Azrael can help you release your connections to what does not serve you, so that you can heal. So I would call on Archangel Azrael. It's A-Z-R-A-E-L. Remove what no longer serves you and heal you as well. And then the other card that flew out for you was the Knight, the King of Air. And just like Nicholas said, it's like things are going to be moving with great speed. That's what the card says. It's events that will move with great speed. And there's a knight, and he's like with a unicorn going towards, like, super fast, like in a horse. So it's sudden and unexpected changes, and, it's very, everything is so good. And then the last card was the Queen of Earth. And, again, I'm being guided to read from the book for this one as well. So it says, you or your situation of the four pairs of queens and kings among the court cards, the most alike are the Queen and King of Earth. You're pretty much in lockstep with one another in regards to what matters to each of you and how you see the world. Do remember, though, that no queen and king of a particular suit are necessarily married to one another. So the Queen and King of Earth seem more like a couple than the others. As the queen, you are caring, warm, stylish, ingenuous, and extremely creative. You are amazing. You are an amazing manifester. I believe that, Jackie, which is good since you tend to make a lot of money and then spend every last penny. Is that you, Jackie?
Yes, it is. Because for the last 10 years, every money I make, my money has been going towards trying to get this thing together, and it's time to bear the fruit. Yes, yes.
You're going to laugh about this one. It says, good thing your king is rich, which is your husband. You have a gift for design and decorating. Your love of nature transfers over to the ability to arrange flowers like a pro. In fact, everything about your surroundings is gorgeous. Oh, my gosh, I'm so chilled, Jackie. You love beauty, art, the best food, and the most luxurious of surroundings. You can spot quality from a mile away, but that doesn't make you shallow. Your main focus in life is your spouse and children, your home, and the environment. I'm so chilled. This is so beautiful. Yes. You share the Queen of Water's desire to nurture everyone. The difference is that you make sure your needs are met, too. You care about your appearance, so nice clothing, physical fitness, and regular beauty treatments with your physicians are a must. And then words of awareness of this card is, there's more than one way to do things. You spend how much on those calls, why do you care what the neighbors think? These are the questions, the card of awareness. And then this is another piece to the card is other people, warm, gracious, mature, kind, friendly, nurturing, entertaining, grounded, sensible, generous, happy, down-to-earth, practical, earth-minded, imaginative, picky, possessive, materialistic, and short-sighted. Wow. And then the ability to make anything more beautiful. That's you, Jackie. Being extremely sensible, a green thumb, a love of children and animals, a wonderful parent, sensuality, and changing your eating habits or going on a diet if that's one thing that you like to do. So, wow.
Yes, I would like to definitely change my eating habit. And, yeah, I could work on the clothes part. I would rather be in a position to be relaxed and make my own clothes. I have beautiful designs in my head, but my time has just been so limited, multitasking. Yeah, but nature and flowers, that's the love of my life, to just go out there and do it and watch it grow. I mean, that's one of the main motivations for me to move into my parents' home. It's my home, and no one wanted me to have it. And but I used to take care of it for both of them. And so now I'm taking care of it, but there's some issues that definitely need to be worked out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it would bring
some calmness.
Yeah, and
trust your intuition, everything. Yeah, and let go of the past. If you're holding on to anything, just let
it go.
It's
so difficult because I'm dealing with three challenging people, and they all got some serious issues. And it's like I stepped into my mother's shoes the day when she closed her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been too tight for me, and I'm ready to step back into my own shoes and just breathe for myself and create for myself, and I'll help them along the way if I have to, but I don't
and
like
you sure
to be
will.
Bullied.
Yeah, and
just,
you sure will.
I just need to know that they'll see that.
Yeah, I feel that I keep hearing Lenny. He must be here with me. I keep hearing let go and let God. That's Lenny's word always. He always tells us that, let go and let God. Just want to leave it at that, but it's such a beautiful reading for sure. And
can
you,
I, can
you
I
still
ask
have
you
a
question?
Liz, Jackie. Yeah, yeah.
I do need to live, though. Could I ask you, what is the book in the deck that you're reading from?
Oh, the one I just used for you is the Angel Wisdom Tarot, and it's from Radley Valentine. It's a beautiful deck.
Okay.
For Angel Wisdom Tarot by Radley.
Could I ask you one other question?
Yeah.
My youngest son is going through a lot of changes and challenges, and he always directs it at me, and I don't know why. Is there any, do you see any change with him? Or is it dependent upon this move? What is it?
Nicola, do you get
Can
anything?
I give Lenny? Yeah, I do. Yeah, thank you, Mary. Hi, Jackie. Lenny's saying he's feeling a little bit unsettled at the moment, and he showed me him, and he's saying some of it's just a little bit of fear, but he's not going to tell you that, obviously. You know, he's playing the I'm okay, I don't need, you know, to talk about that. Yeah. But I do see, I got two sixes in these messages. He gave you messages. He's saying things will improve when you move because you got material and spiritual prosperity. And I see a male figure looking out over a balcony into the sunrise. And I'm going to say that that's your son, yeah?
Okay.
I do. I feel, and I've got memories of love as well. So I think he's thinking about a lot of things, but I think it's just, Len's saying, it's just a little bit of fear with him. When things settle down, he will settle down. Yeah, he's just not communicating it very well, is what Len is saying. He says, us guys tend to do that. Yeah, we go inward. He said that he knows he's doing the male and female thing, but he said that's how he sees it. We tend to go more inward instead of speaking our feelings. Or sometimes, in the case of your son, he doesn't always say what you think he will. But yeah,
he's been outright rude and obnoxious, and mm-hmm. I think it's the girl that he has the baby with that she has a lot to do with it. But I'm juggling.
You are
the emotional part of it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, he's got a little bit of fear, and I got choose wisely from Len. He's trying to make the right choices, but it's coming out all wrong. Where's that saying, you always hurt the one you love? It's not that he's trying to hurt you, it's just a saying that Len uses. You're quite close to him, really. And so instead of saying these things to someone else, perhaps, that he's confused and a bit frustrated with, he's saying it to you. But I see things improving there. I do see things improving. So and so does Len. He just needs a little bit of time. And Len is saying, however difficult this sounds, try not to take it too personally with him. We know that him being rude to you is not pleasant. That's not right. But he's saying try not to take too much of it on board, because it's kind of like he's got a little bit of fear about him, and so it's coming out all the wrong way.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear around him. He's lost 3 friends in about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 of them were killed violently and 1 in a car crash. And it's a lot of violence in the community, you know.
Yeah, and it makes him feel very, the word Len's using is unnerved. You know, obviously he's not settled because he's lost friends and bless them, they've passed and what have you. So it's hard for him. But, yeah, he's saying all the wrong things to you, really, is that saying. It's just not coming out the way that he'd really like it to. But there are changes, and I do believe that things will get better and easier.
Yeah, so certainly.
Yeah.
You know, smoking, and when he smokes, I see where he's not taking care of himself, and, you know, and it's at a time when I got other stuff going on, and I don't know if we're just bouncing these unresolved emotions off of each other. I'm not sure with that, but I still got to move forward. Like, I want him to see that I'm doing everything to honor my parents, and hopefully one day he'll get to this same place. Well, he'll do what he needs to do to honor us, because both myself and my husband have done the best we could to be good parents and provide a safe environment. We can't control what's going on out there in the world, but you're supposed to remember the teachings that you get at home, just like I remember.
And Len is saying exactly, because in life, that's how Len raised his children. Always, you know, you think about your parents, what they taught you, and then you teach that to your children and so on. But he's saying a lot of it with him is the fear. He uses the word. What's happened is with the loss of his friends and his situation around him, it's making him have to think a lot more. It's kind of like growing up all at once. Where you thought you knew a lot, you realize you perhaps didn't know as much as you thought you did about the world. It's that kind of thing with him. It's giving him a kind of awakening. And he's just feeling a little bit unsafe, not because of the other people, just his emotions, his feelings. He's doing a lot of overthinking. He's feeling a little bit pressured at the moment as well. But what I'm shown here and what Len is telling me, all things will come to pass. So I'm hopeful for you. I think it's, when you move forward, I think he sees a move forward as well. It's not putting pressure on you. It's not that kind of feeling. It's saying that things start. It's like when you start a jigsaw puzzle and suddenly you find the pieces quickly and it all starts to fit. But it starts out slowly at first. It feels like that. Okay. That's what he's giving me. Yeah. So try not to do. Easy to say, but please try not to overthink too much. Give yourself some space.
Okay.
For yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is Liz. If I could jump in, Nicola.
Of course.
Jackie started.
Of course.
when Becky started talking, when we first got on the line with her, I was shuffling. I actually had chosen this deck that Mary had gifted me, Divine Abundance, because we're in an abundance time right now after this full moon.
Yeah.
Next moon phase we're going into is all about abundance and bringing it into our life. And Jackie specifically asked about abundance on top of that. So it all went together. but as I started to shuffle, this card like popped right out. You know how you get the popper. And I was like, "Ooh, this is for her." And I was at first like, what does this message? I'm like, that's not a message she wants about moving. And then I said, it's not about moving. It's about right now. It's about what's going on for her emotionally right now. So the card is sacrifice. And it says, sometimes surrender is painful. God's cutting away all that needs to go, illusions, obsessions, and addictions. It's a sacrifice to love. So, as you were talking to Mary and Nicola earlier, I thought this was having to do with your sister and the family relationship being strained. But it's definitely about this relationship with your son, because I knew it was happening in the present moment. And I can relate because I too have a teenage son who, you know, is at that age. He graduated high school last year and he's like, you know, an adult, but he's not an adult, as we know. you know, we have the same thing, right? Like him and I are very, very similar in our behaviors and the way we act. but we're also very, very close. And this is what I feel, just like Nicola was saying with you and your son, sometimes we're the only outlet that they're safe. They feel safe lashing out at, right? Because they know no matter what they say to us, we're still going to love them at the end of the day. But they're not, they don't feel safe enough to do it to anyone else because they fear the repercussions from that, right? Like you are going to lose friendships and you are going to, you know, cause waves, but your mom, right? Your mom's always going to take it. I do a lot of deep breathing because sometimes I have a sass mouth that I'd like to scratch the lips off his face.
Yeah, because he has pushed me to the point where, you know, I had to go back at him, you know, a couple of times, and I really didn't want to go back at him because he knows I'm dealing with a lot, whether it's the family dynamic, this thing with my family. It's been going on for 10 years. I'm just now.
It's not bad to put him in his place every once in a while because he does need to be reminded that, hey, you know, because I feel the same way. Like, I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, that's enough. It's not my fault that you don't have clean clothes today. Like, you're 19 years old. Do your laundry. Like, right? I mean, it's the same kind of thing, you know. And
you don't have
okay
money. You could go
boundary.
Get a job.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's okay for us to set those boundaries. Don't think you're doing anything wrong because you're not. But know too that he is lashing out because he is in a very, very unstable place. He's very uncomfortable. He feels very vulnerable, and you're the only thing that he is 100% certain of. Right? Because you've been there since day one. So the other thing I see in this card, though, I want to tell you is, are you familiar with Lord Ganesh, the Hindu god with the elephant head?
Yes.
Okay. So he's on this card, and Ganesh is all about removing obstacles out of your way and bringing abundance. So that's the other part of this. You know, sometimes the people that we love, we just have to let them go through their emotions and saying what they're going to say and just doing that and not absorbing it, which is hard. It's hard because we're family, right? But we need to take a deep breath and you need to surrender to this. Like, know that what they're saying, it has nothing to do with you at all. It is 100% to do with their feelings about themselves. So let them go through their emotional fizzy. Breathe deep. You're gonna fend off a lot of lightning bolts and a lot of attacks. But just breathe deep. Don't retaliate. Don't respond. just send love and say, you know, I understand that you have healing to do, right? Because that's really what it is. They're holding on to it, a damaged part of themselves. And then
yes, he had some issues in high school.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, they have to deal with them. And so you just have to kind of let them organically. And this isn't just your son. This is your sister, your brother, all those other people. You know, you're going to take on a little bit of some emotional abuse from them because they're just, because they're not.
I already took it. I just don't want the emotional part anymore.
Yeah.
I'm ready to just take care of the business. I've been very patient. I've already taken enough. And one by one now I'm seeing with all three of them, I'm not sure what's up with my sister because she's like MIA at this point, but she knows. Because my sister's a smart woman. She's just a calculating. She was like the snake in the family. She created this problem. And now I'm in a position where I'm the one that's fixing it, but I never actually moved in the house because I have to settle paying for everything. She knows that, you know. I just want to move forward and get it settled in court and done and move on, you know, and forgive.
All that stuff is going to happen. It's unfortunately, you know, that kind of stuff that's going to go on, you know, with the mean words and things like that from them. And, you know, just ignore, you know, what I'm saying is ignore it. Don't absorb it. Don't take it personally. Don't let it get you down. Just breathe and say, you know, I still love you. Right. And you don't even have to say it out loud. You can say it in your mind. I still love you. And I want you to be better and I want you to heal. And eventually they'll come around. And
go ahead, do the card, and then I'll tell you where I'm at right now.
I pulled this other card from my deck, and it said, speak kind words always. So just a reminder that no matter how much these situations get to you or the negative things they might be saying, make sure you're always speaking kind words, because what you put out there is what comes back to you, right? And you want kind, positive things to come back to you. So, you know, don't.
I got to work. I got to work on that. Because the last couple of years, I found myself not speaking too much of kind words between work and the family dynamics.
Yeah.
Like, I've had to look up in the sky and say, why am I going through this? I've tried to do everything I was supposed to do. Why this test?
Yeah.
And then I hear my spirit,
mindful.
Why not?
Start being mindful now when you start to say those negative things, like, I hope that they find what they need. It's not up to me, right? It's not up to you to judge. It's just up to you to take your part and keep carrying on the way you're carrying on. What you put out there is what you get back. So you want to make sure you're putting kind things out there so that's what you're receiving. Because you are a powerful manifestor, just like Mary said. And, you know, like I said, Ganesh is on this card, which brings you more and more abundance and fortune. So a lot of good things coming, Mary, or Jackie, I'm sorry. just stay the course, deep breaths, and you'll get through it. And call us back and let us know how you make out, okay?
I sure will. I definitely will. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Really
you're welcome.
Do. I have to download
love
the
and
show
light,
and
Jackie.
Listen to it. Love and light, love and light, ladies. Namaste.
Yes, I'll put you on hold, Jackie, so you can continue listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Wow, ladies, we went to no callers to a slew of calls. Of callers. So we'll get right to it.
All right.
Area code 607. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, my name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question for us?
I don't really have any particular question. I was just kind of looking for a general message.
Okay, not a problem. I'll send you over to Nicola.
Okay, hi. Does it mean anything to you if, hi, sorry, it's Nicola here with my guide, Len. He's jumping straight into my energy. He's saying, he's showing me, sorry, I have a lady here in spirit, and she's quite red-haired. Does that make any sense to you? She has lovely red hair.
Possibly. I mean, it's not somebody that I'm related to, but it was somebody that I enjoyed.
Okay, she's my female, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's smiling. She's smiling. It's very, how can I put this smile to you? It's an all-knowing smile. So I think she's keeping something private from me, which is also good. It's confidential between you two. But she's, it's like when you connect, when you know who she is, it will make sense. If that, I don't know. That's what I'm getting. The way she's smiling at you is all-knowing. The words are all-knowing, yeah?
Okay.
Let her step back so she can come forward. Can I ask you, was she quite a quirky lady? She liked to be a little bit different?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if this is going to make sense, but she's showing me a hat. She's wearing a little hat. She kind of, it's like a beret, but she's sort of, in Len's words, she's rocking it. It looks good. Got to love my guide because he speaks as he finds. But she's a very, very attractive lady, I want to say. I've got to tell you that too, he said. She's just smiling. Was she quiet in life?
No, not at all.
No. Oh, she's just holding back for Len then because she's coming across as quiet. But so now I'm going to say, let's bring out her personality. I'm going to ask you do you want to ask her a question?
Do I want to ask her a question?
Yeah. Do you want to? You can if you want.
I don't really know what to ask her because I didn't really know her. I knew of her.
Yeah, it does. She's actually saying that I don't know what this is about. I'm not being shown. Oh, there's something coming, but I think it's not connected. Are you doing a lot of thinking in one particular area of your life? And I mean thinking, not just general.
I do work every day, so yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, because she's saying you need a little bit of rest and rejuvenation. You need to rest up a little bit more than you do. You haven't got any health issues. She's not showing me that. She's just saying you need to rest a little bit more. So is that making sense?
That makes total sense. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's
not
also
in the way
saying
that you think it does, but it makes sense.
No. Well, that's why originally I said that your reading was probably confidential between you two. Because I've got the clear impression that the messages I give you now, they'll mean something to you, but possibly not to me. So she's giving me the angel of love message. So she's saying that you're actually highly respected. I don't know if that's in a work situation. And I'm being shown, two things, but first one I'm going to say is a watch. I want to say it looks gold or gold-coloured. Does it mean something to you?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So she's not talking about time then
of.
In general.
Right.
She could be, because I'm also, Len's laughing, because he's saying, do you try to fit an awful, easy to say, but I'm going to give it. Do you try to fit an awful lot into your day?
I used to, yes. I really don't do that so much anymore.
Okay, because you got the action card next to Angel of Love, and it's giving me indications that, you know, you're always ready for the next step. You're always on to the next thing mentally.
Yeah.
You're one step ahead all the time, Lenny's saying.
Yes.
He's helping her out here, yeah. The other thing they showed me was a little dog. I don't know if you had a little... Yeah, I don't know if this is in spirit or with you.
It's
a little
either.
Dog. I'm going to go with it's with you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's little and cute, Len says. Okay.
8 pounds.
Well, he wants you to know that she does a lot of smiling and she gives message, but not in the way that Len does. He's a little bit full on tonight, so I apologize for that. He's coming forward a lot more. But he's just helping to get the message across. Right. One thing she does want you to know, and I don't know why this will make sense to you, but she says you very much, when she knows of you, and so she's going to say that when she says that you're respected, it's like you're known for being heart-centered. You're known for being the kind of person that if anyone was having a conversation, they'd say, you know the one, that the really lovely lady, the lady that's really caring. There's a lot of love for you. Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
And the thinking woman. Do you do a lot? Do you like to do research or reading a lot? Well, when you
I
get
do,
time.
Yes.
But,
I do, yeah. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of reading. Yes.
Yeah. She's showing me. She's telling me I have to tell you you're very intelligent and not to miss that part out. You're also a very strong lady. So it's kind of you're being reminded of all your strengths and your qualities tonight. She's come forward to give you that. So she's seen a lot in you that you didn't think she would. Okay? A lot.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. That your general message is to keep being the person that you are. And Len's just said, I second that. Carry on being the person you are. But he said, if you've got any concerns, ask him the question. And he'll try to give you the answer.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Okay. So is there anything moving forward that you're concerned about? Or?
No, I really don't have any concerns. Life is good.
Right.
All is good. And it's just always nice to receive message, you know, through somebody else as opposed to on your own. Sorry about that.
Well,
the little dog.
No, absolutely, that's fine. Well, you're being told by the lovely lady, rest and rejuvenation. And Len is saying he's seconding that as well. Slow down and have a little bit of time to yourself. That's your homework from Len. Those two words, write it in your agenda or your journal. Rest and rejuvenation, please, from Lenny.
Well, I'm laughing about that because I'm hosting a retreat next month, and it's about rest and rejuvenation for light workers.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So they're both
that's why I'm laughing.
Yeah. Well, make sure to take your own advice, he's saying.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful message. Thank you.
You're very welcome. They're giving you that with a lot of love and light. And Lenny's giving you some rather large yellow flowers. I'm wondering
beautiful.
If you like yellow. Yeah, they're for you from him and Lenny loves.
Awesome.
And your friend is waving at you and she's blowing you a kiss and saying goodbye. Well, it's not goodbye, but she's coming
right.
back. So she'll come back and visit you. Okay.
All right.
Well,
awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hand you over to the lovely ladies now.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Liz, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
I will. Let me enter. This is my mentor, Michelle Irene. I don't know if you guys joined her community.
That. I just didn't want to say her last name, but I recognize her voice.
Oh my gosh! I love calling in and listening to you guys because you guys
we love to have
share so much with everybody, and it's just so beautiful to see.
And she taught me pretty much everything I know.
Not me, just a guide. I was just a guide. Your angel taught you.
I made some notes about, I know when Nicola hit on knowing that you're intelligent, I know that strikes a nerve with you. So I wanted to tell you that was beautiful. And I hope that you do know that. You are intelligent.
That's very kind. But, thank you.
And I have a couple cards for you. So I pulled from my Divine
Yay.
Abundance deck. And I got two cards. The first one is Faith, which I know is, you know, what you live your life around, really. And it has beautiful hummingbirds on it and a lotus flower.
Mm. And it's time for hummingbirds to come back soon.
I know. it says, miraculously, amazingly, everything I need always comes. Love is opening me to receive beyond anything I imagine, which I know that you know that that is a very accurate message, and I know that that's how you live your life. You've taught me to work very hard to be in that place as well, so I appreciate
Yeah, but the confirmation is beautiful, so thank you.
You're welcome. And the second card I got was Extraordinary, and it's a beautiful peacock, you know, full plumage. And it says, there's a wild and impetuous uniqueness to you that deserves to be honored. So
Aww.
I just think that, you know, everything you're doing, this retreat that's coming up next month that I am so excited for. I know this is a big journey and a big step for you, and it's really going to showcase your how powerful and special you are. I know it's bringing together a lot of people that are very, very excited, and the energy is just going to be beyond amazing. and of course, I pulled you a message from my deck, and it said, every time you stumble is a chance to learn a new way to get back up, which, again, I know that you are not afraid to try anything. You've had a million ideas. I mean, at one point I worked for you, and I think we were just throwing pasta at the wall to see what stuck, and
exactly.
We tried a lot of things, and you know, a lot of times bits and pieces of things stuck, and so I know that now, even without seeing the itinerary for your retreat, I know that you've taken all those bits and pieces and brought them together, and, you know, moving forward when we can be in a regular world again.
This will all
be just your niche and where you're meant to be. So
I'm so
happy for you. I'm so grateful that you called in. And of
Absolutely.
Course incredibly nervous that I have to read for you. But
oh my gosh, no, don't be. It's so nice, like all the messages from everybody, you know, receiving confirmation of what you do know and what you do practice is just, it just gives it more energy and it gives it more momentum to do what it's supposed to do. And so I thank you guys for all of the messages that you just gave me. They're beautiful.
Well, you're welcome. You still have Mary to get a message from, so I'll let her go.
Oh, yay.
Yes, Michelle.
Yay.
Michelle, okay,
something about Mary.
Beautiful messages. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but I don't know why this card flew out for you, and I'm trying to understand it, but maybe you could understand it.
Okay.
And it says, dearest you, there are times when loss is a part of life. Sometimes a loss is welcome, like when you leave a situation not in alignment with your highest good. Sometimes the loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of the loss and your control over it, your experience is asking you to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief. When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in a destructive way. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that as you let go of what has passed, ever more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with more compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all. We are loving you, sending you love always and forever. These are from the postcards from Spirit. So I don't know if it resonates at all, but, you know, it was a message that jumped out for you. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely resonates with me. It's something that I've worked on with releasing what no longer serves.
Okay, good. Okay, so I don't feel so bad. Because I was like, and my intuition told me, no, you need to keep it and you need to read it.
Absolutely.
I was like, okay. Like, I was going to put it back and reshuffle, and I'm like, no, they keep saying no, read the card. That's the message that you need to give. I was like, okay. But
okay.
Michelle, when is your next little outing? I know it's one is happening soon, right, in a couple of weeks?
Well, we have our webcast show, which is this Sunday in my Oracle Card for Guidance group. And it's my friend Jennifer and I. And
I love Jennifer.
And then I actually have a masterclass Oracle Card class on Monday evening. And you get my brand new deck of cards.
Right?
And then the retreat is in May.
Yeah, I was thinking of going to that one, but it falls within my grandson's birthday, so birthday weekend.
Oh, I would have loved
to have
had you.
I know. So you guys have to let me know. I'll let Liz let me know when the next one. So we get.
I'm on to the next. I'm already planning the next one. So there you have it.
Okay.
From
okay.
earlier.
So let me know.
Absolutely.
I hope this all helped, Michelle, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, ladies. All
it's
of you.
It's been great
beautiful.
To connect with you.
Same.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Bye, Liz. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
That's so nerve-wracking.
Oh, that was so great.
You're,
oh, my gosh.
I know. I love it. You know,
she's
this
just
pandemic,
so
I
amazing.
Used to, yeah, we used to have lunch, like, at least once a month before the pandemic, you know. So this last year has been a struggle. I think we've seen each other twice. It's
yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm going to go on to the next caller. I think I recognize
all
that
right.
number. Area code 407. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I get your first name? Area code 407. Mm-hmm. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Oh. Maybe they ran away for
Hello?
A snack.
Okay. All right. The next one is area code 717. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your
Hello.
First name?
I'm Lisa.
Hello. Lisa?
Hi. Yes?
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question for us?
Just a lot that's been going on in my life the last almost a year, and I just wanted to know, am I on the right path, or does somebody see something, you know, positive for me, or I guess there's really no question, but you know what I mean?
Guidance, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what Nicola picks up, because we're in the last few minutes of our show. I'll put Nicola right on.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, hi there, it's Nicola here, and I've got Len with me, my guide. In answer to your question quickly, before I get a little bit into it, yes, you're on the right path. You've got a lot of, have you been asking for angel help? Because you've got two archangels here. You've got Archangel Uriel.
I've been just working on myself. The last 8-9 months, and I just don't know where to go, but I've been trying to do some positive work.
Yeah, and it's working, because you've got Archangel Uriel, so I want to say that that's giving you some direction. I get with her for this, I get the female energy of Uriel, but you've also got Archangel Michael. So the two together, they're trying to guide you and show the way. And what I'm being given is that's going to happen. So watch out for extra signs. I don't know if you've been feeling any extra signs at the moment, but you also got the message of journey. And you're definitely on the right path, but it's not a physical journey. It's, well, you can say it's a physical journey, but it's the spiritual path through your life. It's where you're headed. And my guide, Len, he gave you the victory message. So, yes, you're on the right path. And just to quickly add to that, he was showing, it's an analogy, this. You're carrying heavy, I would say, water pails, buckets. I'm not sure what you would call them. And you've got one in each hand, and you're trying to run with them. And Len's saying things are going to balance out, so just slow down a little bit with your thoughts. Don't become overwhelmed with an outcome. Just allow things to unfold, because it will be a positive outcome if you do that. So the analogy was the water was, you're trying to balance the water at both sides. And he's saying things will balance for you. So I hope that makes some sense for you. But
yeah, it does.
Yes, you're on the right path, and keep asking for the angels, because Archangel Michael especially is giving you the path through life. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And I shall hand you over to the lovely lady. You're welcome.
Liz, do you want to ask?
Sure. I didn't know if we were changing rotation here.
No, you can go.
I have two cards for you from the Divine Abundance deck, and they're both beautiful. The first one is Deepening. It's a picture of a black cat, and it says, once you're on Earth for enough lifetimes, your old soul will begin to long for non-grasping detachment and surrender. They bring the peace of God. And what I'm getting from this is that, you know, this isn't your first journey here. But you also, are you a cat person, per se?
Yeah.
Or a dog person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm both.
Okay. So the cats that you have are actually, they've been embodied with different souls of different spirits, mentors and guides all through your lifetime, not just the cats you have now. And this life, you're getting towards the end of your evolution as a soul coming back, right? Because we come back until we've learned our lessons, and then we, you know, then we finally reach that level where we no longer reincarnate. So you're getting towards the end. And now you're building connections. You probably notice connections with your pets. Like you almost talk to them, I'm sure. Like
Do, but I'm in the middle of getting a divorce, and I have a boyfriend who has three cats, and we sit and talk to them all the time.
And they are listening. You know what I mean? I say that, you know, we're talking to our animals. But it's true. We do, you know, we have a connection when they're with us all the time. You know that when you have a bad day, you walk in the door and your pet is right there. Right. And they're comforting you.
Yep.
They don't even know what happened, but they know from your energy. So you're feeling this connection more and more, which is just a testament to how many times you've come around in the soul. And so where you are. So you're starting to get these lessons. You're starting to become more of a let the water roll off your back type of person. You're not taking things so emotionally personal anymore, because you're really like, you know, this isn't what it's all about, which is true.
Yep.
And the second card I pulled for you is Freedom. And it says, I no longer want this fiery ring of resentment to block the good, Release for me its bond. And it's a picture of a blackbird flying out of a pair of hands that are kind of they're tied together with some, you know, they're like being bound together. And what this is you, the last things that you're holding on to, the little bit of anger towards someone or the little bit of resentment, it's just time to let it go, because that's not serving you. That's the last piece that you have to your full freedom in this lifetime, and just living that carefree, fully surrendered life where you are going to be at ease and at peace, right? And just you're taking the deep breath and you're like, oh, I'm here. Because really when I see my counseling clients, one of the first things that I have them remember is it's a saying by Confucius or Buddha or someone. I never remember who. But it's holding on to Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So the fact that you're angry with another person and that you hold on to that anger and feel that anger, that only affects you, right? That feeling doesn't affect that person. They don't care.
Yep.
And when we hold on to those kind of feelings, those negative feelings, they manifest into our body as physical ailments. Like they physically make us ill in different ways. So we need to release them because we don't have time for that. We're too far beyond that. So so that's your last little bit, you know, and sometimes it's hard. And sometimes you have to do it a couple times, you know. I always do like, you know, full moon is a good time. So tonight we're still in the energy of full moon. You can definitely engage this now. Write down, you know, what you're angry about, who you're angry at, and say, this doesn't serve me any longer and I don't want it anymore. And just go outside, crumple that paper up, and say, I release you. I no longer want you. Set it on fire, and then go on your way. And sometimes you have to do it a couple moons if you don't really feel released from it. But, you know, it's a start, right? And we do, every time we do it, we feel it a little bit more. So.
Oh, yeah. And I've done a bunch of the releases. I'm trying to change the cords of somebody.
Yeah. Right.
That has really hurt me badly. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes. You have to do it a couple times. It just depends on what the connection is and how strong it is. But don't be discouraged, you know, and each time you do it, it gets a little easier too, right? So you know, that's your last bit that's just that's keeping you apart from being the true 100% authentic you that you are. So
okay, great.
I hope that message serves you, Lisa, and I'm going to send you to Mary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Lisa. I have a wonderful message for you. I pulled from the postcards from Spirit by Colette Baron-Reed, and it says, Dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. And I underline worthy. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. Love you always, Spirit. And in the back of the card, of the postcard, it's celebrate life. So that's so beautiful.
It is. People, what's been going on?
I hope that helps, Lisa. Everything
it does. Thank you,
on.
Ladies.
There's miracles coming your way. Just create, stay positive, you know.
I am. I have been. I mean, it's been a journey. It's been a long road. And sad thing is, it takes somebody coming in and saying they want a different life. After 30 years to say, yeah, I really need to change myself. And it was for me and not for him. And it's amazing. Like I told you, you need to change. You need something different years ago, but it's amazing what the her
changing the trajectory helps.
Makes you want to go in and figure out what's going on with yourself and wanting to change yourself for the positive and take away all that negativity.
Yes. Let it go. Let go and let God, like Lenny says.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, Lisa, make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Love and
welcome.
Light. You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was beautiful. Well, we're getting to the end of the show, but we have a couple of more callers. Do you guys mind picking up the callers? It's only two more callers. How do you guys feel?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do, okay. Do some, I could do Lenny speed reads.
Okay. Area code 407. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I
How
hear
are
a
you?
Baby. Hi, this is my best
That's
friend.
That's Layla. That's Layla.
Hi, Layla. This is Debbie.
Hi,
do you have a question for us, Debbie?
I do have a question. I've called several times, as you ladies know, and you've always giving me great readings, and things are going so good that I'm kind of getting scared that they're going so good that maybe later they're not going to go so good.
No, don't think that way. Stay positive.
Yes, I'm trying.
Okay, so you want to see what the cards say and what Len says?
Yes.
Right. Well, Lenny's here, and it gives me messages to back up what he's saying to me, and it's exactly what you've told us. You've got the moving on card, you've got the power card, so you're in your power at the moment. You're headed where you want to be, but you've also got the temptation message and the heartache and loss. You're not running into heartache and loss, but the temptation is for you to think this way. It's like I say to my clients in therapy sometimes, sometimes people, after they've had a long bout of, say, unhappiness or situations they've been in the life, and they suddenly become happy, they say to me, now what's going to go wrong? This is too good to be true. And it's that kind of feeling with you that you've talked about. You're thinking, you know, this is too good to be true. So Lenny's saying, do not be tempted into taking a backward step, yeah? Because he gives you spiritual union, so that's a spiritual union message is sometimes it's personal relationship of two people together, but it can be any family members, anyone in your life, and you've got positive movement forward. And what that's saying is you're coming into harmony, harmony. I'm falling over his words. So you don't have the sadness that you think you're going to have. You've just got the feeling that it might happen. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's not worried. He's showing me, I'll give you this, he's showing me being sat on a roller coaster, and you get to the top, we'll call it the top, and you love it and you're enjoying it, but then you think, oh no, what's it going to feel like when I go down the other side? You like that? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
But you are given some good messages there, and he is saying, have faith, dear, his words, have faith, dear, and let go and let God, his famous saying. And just, you know, just decide that things are good because you deserve them to be good. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to give you that with love and light from Lenny and myself and pass you on to the wonderful ladies to see what they've got.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah? You're welcome.
All right. Debbie, this is Liz. I'm going to assume Mary wants me to go next. The first card I got for you is Your Path, and it's a beautiful mandala, and it says, Dear Lord, help me trust that there's a plan far beyond what I can see through my fears and illusions. How perfect, because I was thinking as you were saying, everything's too good to be true. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm like, don't say it. Because what we put out into the universe is what we manifest, right? So this is how life is supposed to be. We're supposed to be in the flow. Things are supposed to be easy. They're supposed to be good. We're not supposed to have to fight and struggle. It's,
life is supposed to be easy. We don't realize that because we've been programmed to think it's hard. So just have faith. If things are going good, be grateful that they're good, mm-hmm. because that's where they're meant to be. That means you're on the path. Because when we're following the path that we're supposed to be taking, there is no resistance. Mm-hmm. Everything just works out for us as we go along. And it just, and yeah. like, you're always like, oh, it's like a little surprise. And you're like, oh, and it doesn't get old. I will tell you that. But, so, you know, this, I mean, it just couldn't have been more perfect. So just, you know, trust that there's a plan far beyond what you can see, mm-hmm. and help you to see through your fears and your illusions, because that's what we've been programmed for. All that stuff we're taught, all those things our parents told us about, we have to work hard and we have to go to school. And, you know, if you're not sweating, it's not worth it. Like, that's not true. None of that's true. That's all mm-hmm. fake. That's all stuff that was fear that was put on them too. And they just keep passing it down. It's time to stop the cycle. It's supposed to be easy. When we're in flow, it's exactly what it's like. We're supposed to flow along. So, and then your second card I pulled is the same card I got for the caller before you, the freedom card. And it's, I no longer want this fiery ring of resentment to block the good. Release me from its bond. So those fears are your bondage that's holding you from being free. Holding on to those thoughts of it's not supposed to be easy. If it's going this good, there's got to be a problem. There's something coming. There's a major roadblock ahead. You know, it's time to release those things because it's not. And once you let that go and you're in it, the moment, like, I just can't even tell you how many things have happened to me that I'm like, what? Like, my mind's blown. That, you know, I'm in, like, my last hour of need, and I'm like, this is never going to work out. And boom, something, like, falls in my lap, and I'm like, oh, how did that happen? I happened, right? Like, that's how it's supposed to be. So I just have to be in that constant state. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's a little stressful. Like, it comes in under the wire, right? You're like, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it. And then, boom, it shows up. So don't, you know, get out of that fear mindset. And it does take a little time. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't happen overnight. But just getting the, you know, every time you find yourself starting to worry, go, nope, I'm not going to think that way. I know the universe provides. I always have what I need, right? Stay in that mindset. Mm-hmm. And the stuff's just going to keep coming. Keep coming. You know, as soon as we start to say, something bad's going to happen, then we're putting something bad in our path. So I hope that message serves you. I'm going to send you over to Mary because I'm sure she's screaming at the seams to tell you her message.
And thank you
yes,
so much.
I am. You're welcome. I am. Wow, that was beautiful, ladies. That was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I picked the first thing I got was stay positive, because you know how I talk about like staying in positive, because when you stay high vibration and stay positive, only good things happen, you know, and continue happening. But like Liz said, and Nicola and Len, you are deserving of all those things. You know, you've worked hard all your life. So I felt CJ come in, and he's like, Mom, you're worth it. And then I picked the card because I felt like a tingle in my head from the Talking to Heaven cards. And the one that came out is, you are never alone. And I'm going to read from it. I'm here with you now. I'm standing right beside you, which you know that. Heaven isn't up in the sky. It's another dimension and frequency level, parallel with our earthly physical plane. Every moment of every day, you are accompanied by powerful and loving guardian angels who watch over you from their dimension. They interact with your physical experience to help you bring divine spirit into the earth plane. Without spirit, the physical world would wither, because spirit is the life force energy of everything and everyone. The angels and guides, including me, which is CJ, who accompany you, are your heavenly entourage of loving supporters. you, like everyone, have access to heaven's help by acknowledging and attuning to this higher dimension. Meditation, music, nature walks, creativity, and other gentle actions help you connect with us consciously. We are here and we are with you. So, you know, what I take from this is that, you know, I've always told you, he's always with you. CJ's always with you. Your guardian angels never leave your side. And, you know, just call on him and he's there. And just connect with, you know, through music, through meditation and seeing, you know, high vibration so that we can meet them. Because when we go into low vibration, it's really hard to, you know, meditate and tune in. And then, of course, I pick from my postcards from Spirit for you, and two cards fall out. So the first card says, "Dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strength, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way on this one. Even if it may feel like you are in free fall, we are here for you, and you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. All the elements are in place, and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly, right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself that's the point. We love you, your courage. Embrace it." Well, I know you courageous, girl.
Thank you.
And then the next one is, "Dearest you, since you're on Earth, you understand how buildings are built. Yes, a good solid foundation, and yet flexibility too, in case of earthquakes. Truth be told, you can't offer something sustainable unless it is built from a solid base, whether it be an idea that takes form one step at a time or an actual house that needs a sturdy foundation dug, poured, and built. We want to remind you of this because you might need a little encouragement to see this is true in your life at this time. Celebrate the fact that right now you can repair the cracks in the foundation of your life effortlessly, as well as do a general sight check to ensure your hard work is being well supported. Do this and know you are building your life on a perfect and sound foundation that will allow you to welcome the many miracles waiting to come to visit." Oh my gosh, I'm so choked. We're so happy for you and so intrigued by what you're building. Oh, you're building something really good, I'm telling you. You're going to be well known.
I hope so.
Wow, that was beautiful. I love those cards.
Yes.
And I'll send them to you so that you can save them.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
You're welcome. Make sure you give us a call back. Don't feel shy, okay? Call us anytime.
I will. Ladies, you're amazing. Thank you so much. You have a good
you're
night.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Good night. Love and light.
Good night. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Okay, one more caller, guys. And it's Debbie's daughter. Okay? And then we're done.
Okay.
Hold on. Area code 407?
Yes.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies. Hi. Do you have a question for us, Samantha?
Hi.
I don't have a question. Definitely better than the last time I called. So if you guys just have any messages for me that come through, I'd love to hear them.
Okay. I'll send you over to Lenny and Nicola.
I'm here. We're here. I've got someone in spirit. It's a gentleman I've got, and he's quite tall and thin. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good, because he's smiling now. I like that because I'm going, phew, I hope I've got this right. Yeah, I'm asking him to show me something connected to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'll tell you what he's showing me. He's showing me a bike, a push bike. Does that mean anything to you?
A what, I'm sorry?
A cycle, sorry, a cycle. Do you call it a cycle?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bicycle.
Yeah, a bicycle. Yeah. Forgive me, I've lived in Amsterdam for too long. I'm forgetting my English words.
Sorry.
You're okay.
At the moment, I know my daughter's been riding a bike with her dad, and I think that's so awesome. She's so fearless. But other than that, I can't connect anything.
Okay. He's clapping. He's clapping. So we've got it. Got it. He's been around you. The time that he's been around you. Yeah. But what he's given me for you is the destiny. Lena's given you three messages, but I'm letting you, this gentleman, give these messages. Is he closely connected to you, this man?
Who? I'm sorry.
The man in spirit.
Yes, I will say that, yes.
Okay, because I keep getting a father figure. He feels very like a father figure.
He was my brother.
Ah, okay.
But he was
very
protective, so yes, you can say that.
Yeah, right. That makes sense then, because I'm not going to try and make it fit, but that does, because I kept getting the energy of of protection, of a father figure, of, you know, paternal. So that makes sense to me, yeah. Yeah, well, he's given you the three messages I've got from Len. I'm allowing him letting him tell you. You've got the destiny message, which is Wheel of Fortune. You've got Love Begins, and you've got the Heart Chakra. So I'm going to say things are changing for you. You're at a point where things are changing, yeah? Easy to say with Wheel of Fortune, but it's kind of, it's given me the word effortless. So things are just moving forward for you, okay? Small steps produce big results, is the sentences. And Love Begins and Heart Chakra, I feel these are from your brother. He wants you to know how much he loves you. He's sending you that energy. But Love Begins for you is also a new beginning. So Destiny, Love Begins and Heart Chakra together are telling me a story. When I take another one, a message, which Len has asked me to give you, you've got transformation. So does this make sense? Do you feel like you're going through something at the moment?
Does it have to be bad?
No, it's not bad. It's good.
Okay, yes, I'm going through actually a pretty good transition right now. I feel like everything's going really good for me right now.
It really is. And your brother's confirming it, and he's asking you to keep that happy vibration you've got. He says you're a very happy, spirited soul. He's asking you to keep that going because you're starting a new journey. He isn't showing me what it is, but you are starting a new journey. And I love it. And I think it's been very healing for you as well. So whatever corner you've turned in life has been very healing, whatever you're coming into. So I'm going to give you that from him. And he's just so happy that he got to tell you how much he loves you. He's still protecting you. For eternity, he's going to protect you. Yeah? And he's sending you a lot of love. So I'm going to hand you over to the ladies so that they can give you... a wonderful message.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
You're so welcome. Okay, ladies.
Liz, do you want to go? Did we lose Liz?
Sorry. I had muted my phone to cough. I forgot.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay.
I pulled two cards for you, Samantha, and the first one is, this is funny because it's very similar to your mom's card, in the fact that the middle of the picture is a beautiful mandala, and the card says limitless. See yourself open to receive in the most miraculous ways. The divine can use anything and anyone. So much like Nicola said, opening your heart,
right? And feeling that love, knowing that there is love out there. There are going to be people that come along that love you. That you're going to receive gifts in your life and important, I want to say, you know, like the soul food moments, right? They're not always going to come from experiences. They're going to come from meeting other people. So be aware. Be aware when you're in the presence of people that just are like, you're just in awe of, right? Like you almost feel like you can't get enough of them, but it's only for a temporary time maybe. Those are people that the divine is putting, that source is putting in your path for a reason. So make sure you're paying attention during those moments. Those experiences where you feel like this is it, right? Like this is one of those things, you have the tingles all over. Pay attention in those moments, right? Because that's the divine putting experiences in your path to show you that you're on the right way, that you're on the right path and going where you're supposed to. And if you keep following these little breadcrumbs that are going to be in your way or on your way, it's going to lead you to, you know, your life purpose, to the part where you just blossom. This card, the mandala is beautiful, but around the mandala is hands, right? They're different cupped hands, and each one has a butterfly in it. So again, with the transformation message that Nicola gave you, right, butterflies are all about transforming and moving to that next level. So you're getting ready to do this this shift, and it's just asking you to be aware and know that you have, like, there's limitless possibilities coming from it. Then I pulled you a card from my deck, and it's whenever you achieve a goal you set, celebrate. So you seem like a very, very driven, goal-oriented person, but sometimes what happens to us from the human experience is that we get to that goal or we're almost there and we know we're going to achieve it, and then we're like, okay, what's the next thing? I got to work on the next project, right? Well, when we do that, we're kind of putting our happiness in the hands of a result that we're never going to allow come to fruition because we're never going to stop working. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so what it's calling you to do is to stop doing that. when you accomplish those things, stop and say, hey, I did this. Like, recognize yourself, even if it's that simple. Give yourself the pat on the back and said, hey, good job. I did this. I said I was going to do it, and I completed it. Here I am. And, it doesn't always have to be a huge thing. You know, sometimes it could just be, I was going to clean out that, I was going to declutter the kids' toy room, and that's what you did. Great. Like, pat yourself on the back. Hey, I got that job done. Before you go, okay, now I got to do the laundry room, then I got to do my bedroom, and then, right? Because that's what we start to do. We start to spiral. Instead, just say, okay, I smashed that job that I was going to do today. I got it done. Yay, me. And that's enough, you know? Just those little celebrations, even if it's for a moment, it means something. It really means something to your soul. Because when we are constantly pushing ourselves and setting the bar higher and higher and higher, we're exhausting ourselves emotionally. Because our subconscious knows that we're never going to be finished, right? It's never going to be satisfied with a celebration of completion, because we're just going to keep pushing it so that we're never finished. So it's important to take those moments to go, oh, I did it. Yay. So
got it.
Just telling you to keep that in mind, because we can get to that driven mindset in our lives so easily. And most of us are already there by the time we get out of high school and start to move on to adulthood, whether we're going to school or getting a career. We've already been taught you got to work, 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 and push, push, push. And we don't stop and say, hey, I did this, right? So it's just stop and take your time. Stop and be mindful. Stop and enjoy the moments, because they are important and they all serve a purpose. You know, at some point, all those moments are going to be over, and then what? If you don't have the memory or if you didn't, celebrate the experience in the moment, when are you going to celebrate it? So that's what you're being called to do, and I'm going to push you on over to Mary so she can give you her message, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, Sam, I am so proud of you. I just have to say, because from the first time you called us to now, it's like Nicola said and Liz, I mean, you've done like a total transformation, and I know that the mirror work and the IMs are really helping you, because you've done like a 360, I feel. Like, you know, in talking to you when we talk on the phone and, you know, I could feel the difference and hear the difference in your voice, even calling today. So I would just say keep the mirror work and keep the IMs. But I was so chilled when Liz mentioned the divine putting experiences in your path, like, you know, and that's what happens, you know, like spirit, the divine opens up all these doors for us because we are deserving of it. And that's how we have to think and always be grateful. You know, I always tell you and your mom, always be grateful. And I know your mom is always grateful, but, you know, sometimes we forget, you know, to say thank you every day to God for everything that we have. I thank him for the blessings and also grateful for everything that I have. So that's another thing to continue to do. So I just want to, I pulled the postcards from Spirit for you, and this seems like a beautiful card. And it says, "Dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude." Oh, my gosh. I didn't read the card, I promise. "Tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality. But we know the happy rewards are on their way to you. Even now, I'm so tingled. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us?" And that spirit, can you feel us? And I felt like a tingle, and obviously from the head to toe chills. So I think you're saying that you're experiencing that as well, right? Like the chills,
yeah,
sometimes.
I don't know. Like the other day, I was in the kitchen, and I so weird. I just felt like a shadow rush past me, and I asked my mom. I was like, "Did you see that?" She's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, okay, if it was just me, I could have sworn I was just seeing things, but she saw it too. I've been seeing, like, little things here and there. Things,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, CJ said, your mom told me, and CJ said it was him. He just wanted to let you guys know he was there.
Amazing.
So, oh, my gosh, I am so proud of you, girl. Keep up the good work. You're doing awesome, and, you know, continue with the mirror work and the IMs and you know you have me forever, your auntie. So
yes,
make
yes.
sure you give us a call and let us know how you're doing for sure.
I will. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Welcome.
Love you.
Yeah. Have
Bye.
A good night.
Good Bye-bye. Night. Love you. Bye. Oh, my gosh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, what a good night.
Wow.
A wonderful night.
So we're
night.
Missing D.C., but it was beautiful anyhow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I miss D.C. and Ginger. Ginger's been hanging out here.
Aw.
But she's been a good girl.
Oh, that's good.
Bless her.
Well, ladies, it's been a great show. Thank you so much, as always. I love you guys. Love,
we love you too.
And wishing, DC, like, I hope she gets better. And
I know,
because we miss her.
We're sending DC some Lenny loves as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, ladies. Love you. See you next week.
Okay.
And,
love you too.
Have a great week.
Good night.
Have a great week, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.